Hi, my name is Chris Reisner, and I'm a technical evangelist for Microsoft. My focus is on connecting Windows Azure to mobile applications. Today we're going to talk about connecting an Android application to mobile services and setting it up to use user authentication really easily using mobile services. Mobile services offers a ton of features aside from authentication, like data storage, push notifications, and many more, which we'll focus on in other videos. Let's go ahead and get started by creating a mobile service, downloading the templated application, and then adding in authentication. Here we are on the Windows Azure portal. I'm going to go ahead and create a new mobile service. I'm just going to name this Android Auth Demo. It's going to check to make sure the name is available. And then I can choose whether I want to create a new database or use an existing one. I'm going to go ahead and create a new one. And I'll use the default name. Then I can choose if I want an existing server or a new one. I'm going to use an existing server today. After I enter my credentials, it'll allow me to create the mobile service. Now that my mobile service is created, I'm going to go ahead and click into it, and I can take it to the quick start screen. Here I can choose what platform I want to start connecting to my mobile service with. I'm going to choose Android and go to the Create New Android app. Now each of these platforms has a templated to-do item type application already built that you can use to get started with your mobile service. I'm going to download that today, and then that's what we're going to add authentication to. Now I've already added the Android SDK, or I've already installed the Android SDK locally, so I'll skip that step and go to Create a To-Do Item Table. One thing I'll point out is that while this says right here that 4.2 is required, that's just because the templated application is built against 4.2. The Mobile Services SDK for Android supports 2.2 and up, so if you want to support the common Android platform, so basically Gingerbread and up, mobile services can absolutely do that. Now we'll go ahead and download our application. And we'll unzip it. And then we'll go over to Eclipse and we'll import that project. Now, as I said, this application is basically a pretty simple to-do item application. I can add items to it, and I can mark those items complete. Now, the purpose of doing authentication is so that right now, anyone that runs this application is going to get the same data. They're going to all see the same to-do items. What we're going to do today is use authentication to make this a personal to-do item list. So my data is my data and your data is your data. So we'll add a few items to start. Now if I go to the portal and I go to the data tab, we'll see that I've got a few different to-do items and, you know, they're right there. If you were to run the app, you're going to see the exact same to-do items. So let's get started with authentication by going to the Google API console. Now inside here, I'm going to go ahead and create a new application called Android Auth Demo. Now create a project. It's going to load. Now what I need to do is I need to go to API Access, and I need to create an OAuth 2.0 client ID. This is basically what ties or gives, you know, lets Google know that it's my application requesting access. So I'll just name this Android Auth Demo, and I'll go to the next. Now here, what I need to get is the URL of my mobile service. To do that, I'll go to the dashboard for my Android Auth Demo, and I'll copy it over from the right side. Now back here, I'm going to leave it as web application, and then down here, in your site or host name, I'm going to put the same URL for my mobile service. I'm going to hack off that HTTPS. Now, this step's actually very important. You actually need to change the URL just a little bit for Google. You need to put login/Google at the end of it, and when you exit out of the text box, it's going to put that down at the redirect URI and change the host name back to what it was before. So now I'll create our client ID. Great, it created it. Now what I need to do is take the client ID and the client secret generated here and put it over in the identity tab for my mobile service. Inside here, we'll just paste that into the Google settings. And we'll save our application. Now, in order to get authentication working on the server side, that's pretty much all we have to do. We are actually going to take one more step just so you can see what happens if I didn't have access to my data, or I requested access when I don't have permission. So now each table has permissions assigned to it for each operation. By default, it's set to anybody with the application key, which means that whenever your client makes a request, it has to send over the application key as a header. Now this is handled by default when you're using the template application. We're going to change all this to only authenticated users. Save that. Now we'll go back to our application And we're just going to go ahead and refresh the data. And we shouldn't get, it shouldn't work. Great, so we got an error. Now this error doesn't really tell us much, but that's just because all we're doing is displaying the root error message. If you actually dig into the exception a little bit, you actually get the error message that says, you know, you're unauthorized 401. So let's go ahead and get rid of that and go back to our application. So now we'll go into our to-do activity. And inside here, we're just going to add a new method. And that method is going to be named authenticate. So the first thing we'll do is we'll use our mobile service client. We'll call its login method. And we'll use the mobile service authentication provider to pass in Google. Now we're going to use the user authentication callback, and we're going to add the methods that aren't implemented, which is the onCompleted. Basically, whenever we hear back from our login, this method will be called to say, you know, did they succeed or did they not succeed in logging in. So the first thing we do is check to see if the exception is equal to null. And provided it's good, we'll just log some information that says they're logged in. Otherwise, we'll log something that says they aren't logged in. Now, realistically, you might want to display something to the user or take some other action, but for now, that's all we're going to necessarily do. With the exception of one thing, we're actually going to add a new method called createTable in here and call that after we've logged, after we've just said they're logged in. And we'll implement that method in just a second. So the next thing we're going to do is we're going to go up to onCreate, and right after we create our mobile service client, we're going to call authenticate. And then all the code after that that currently refreshes the items and does stuff like that, we're going to take that out. And we'll add a new method named createTable. And that all that code right there will basically go into our createTable. So essentially what happens, the flow is, our application creates, we create our mobile service client, we call authenticate. Authenticate then calls the login method, which will display a UI web view wrapping the login page for whatever provider we've passed in, so Google in this case. And then when it completes, if they didn't log in or there was an error, we'll just log the information. If they did log in, we'll call the createTable method. That createTable method will actually then do all the stuff we were doing before, which is actually loading our data. So let's go ahead and launch our application, and we should see that we get asked to log into our account. Great. So right here, I can go ahead and enter my account, and then I'll go ahead and enter my password off screen. And I'm just going to tell it not to remember my password. It's asking me if I want to grant the application permission. I'm going to go ahead and allow it access. And now it's back to getting the items like I want it to. Now there's one other step to authentication I want to work with to make sure that I'm only getting the data that's for me. So we go back to the portal, and really what we need to do is whenever we save a to-do item, we need to connect it to me so that it knows it's my to-do item or it's your to-do item. So to do that, inside the insert script, we're just going to take the item, which has the text and the complete fields, and we're going to add a new one called user ID. And we'll set that to the user ID property on the user object that gets sent into our service. So let's go ahead and save that. Now we'll go back to our application and we'll say save user IDs. Let's go ahead and add that item. Now if I go to browse my data, we have see that we have a new field here called user ID that has my user ID in it. Now the last thing I need to do is actually make sure that whenever I pull the data, it's only my data. You can do that on the client side or the server side. The thing with the client side is that you never really want to trust what's coming from the client. There's a lot of ways to attack mobile applications and figure out what they're doing and then try to mimic that or alter what's going on. So if we do this on the server side, we avoid any risk of that happening. So in the read method, we'll say query.where user ID is equal to the user ID that's getting sent in the user object. So what's basically happening is before we say, you know, give me all the to-do items, we're going to add a where clause to it. So now if I go back here and I refresh my to-do items, we should only get the save user IDs item. And we did. So now this list is personalized It's my to-do list and it's your to-do list, but it's no longer our to-do list. Today we took a quick look at adding authentication into an Android application using Windows Azure Mobile Services. As you can see, it's pretty easy to add in authentication and then do stuff on the server side to make sure that your data is connected to whoever is actually using it. There's a lot of other features that you get to take advantage of when you connect your Android applications to Windows Azure Mobile Services. Thank you.